You are listening to What Happens Next on
WULO.
No.
Why?
Radio.
Radio.
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
The Lookalike. Riley is going about her normal routine until something makes her stop in her tracks. Walking down the street, she passes a stranger. But the weird thing is that this stranger looks exactly like Riley. She has the same haircut, almost identical features, and they are both the same height. The two girls stare at each other. Riley doesn't know what to think, faced with someone who looks like she could be her twin. She approaches the girl. What happens next?
Hi, my name is Mia, and this is my end to the lookalike. Riley is frozen with confusion. She doesn't know what to say or do. She starts to try to say hi, but then she gets cut off by this strange girl who said, "Hi, my name is Marley." This girl had a similar name, too. What possibly could happen next, she thought. Riley asks, "Can I meet your parents?" She says, "Oh, I'm an orphan." Those words froze Riley. She then took Miley home with her mom, and her mom started to cry. Her mom blurted out, "My baby." Her mom then explained how this happened. She said, "A strange man took you away when you were little, and then we only had Riley." Riley said she must have been dropped off at the orphanage. After that, the family jolted off to the orphanage and adopted their daughter.
Hi, my name is Scott, and this is my ending to the lookalike. Hey, that's weird. You look just like me, says Riley. That's because I am you, says the girl. Ha ha, funny joke, says Riley. It's not a joke, I'm serious. What's your name, asks Riley. My name is Ryle. What's yours? Riley doesn't answer. She is focused on a weird light coming from behind a bush. She walks to the bush and looks behind it. Wow, says Riley. There was a portal swirling and swishing right in front of her. She steps a little closer and then zoom. Riley gets sucked into the portal. Down and down and down she fell deeper into the portal. All she could see was lights and colors and pinks and blues and boom, she hit the bottom. She opened her eyes to see 1 million Rileys surrounding her. All at once, the 1 million Rileys said, "Hello!" The force of the 1 million voices propelled her back into the portal and eventually landing on the sidewalk. She got up and ran home in shock.
Hi, my name is Erin Gillis, and this is my ending to the lookalike. When Riley met her lookalike, the lookalike shoved Riley in the car, and Riley started to scream and say, "Let me go. I'm going to call the..." As Riley was interrupted, the lookalike says, "We're going to Chick-fil-A." Riley shuts up. 15 minutes later, they pull up at Chick-fil-A and get out the car. They order their food, and as they sit down, Riley says, "So why are we here?" "I'm your twin sister," the lookalike says.
Hi, my name is Lauren, and this is my ending to the lookalike. The closer she got, the more the stranger looks like her, down to the eye color. They stare at each other for what seems like hours. Finally, Riley spoke. "Hello, my name is Riley." A few minutes passed before the stranger revealed her name. "Hi, my name is Angel." More time had passed. "Where do you..." Whoa! Angel grabs Riley's hand and takes off running. They finally stop in front of an orphanage. "Why are we here?" says Riley. Angel doesn't respond. "Is this where you live?" Angel nodded her head. This was, in fact, where she lived. Once again, Angel grabbed Riley's hand and took her inside to her room, then handed Riley a photo album. Riley took it and sat down. As soon as she opened up the album, two pieces of paper dropped out. When she opened them up, she found one of the names, Angel Johnson. Then she opened the second one to find her own name, Riley Johnson. Riley jumped up and ran. Angel chased after her. Riley finally reached her mother. Mom, Riley, what's wrong? Her mother sees Angel. The mother, stunned, approaches Angel, in which she immediately embraces. Mom, Angel whispers, Angel long ago went missing. Together, they all went back to the orphanage to gather her things. Soon, Angel would be at her new home with her family.
Hi, my name is Michaela, and this is my ending to the lookalike. She approaches the girl and says hello. Then she asks the girl, do I know you? The girl says, no, I don't think so, but we look alike. Riley then asked the girl if she wanted to sit in the cafe and talk. The girl then said, sure. Once they sat down and the girl said, my name is Emily. Riley said, hello, Emily. Riley asked Emily if she could go be excused to the restroom and called her mom to see if she could come so she could meet Emily. Her mom says yes, and 10 minutes later, she came. When Riley's mom looked at Emily, she automatically knew it was her other daughter. She ran at Emily and hugged her. Riley's mom then began to explain how a long time ago, Emily's dad was married to Riley's mom. They had two twin toddlers, which were Emily and Riley. But they divorced and both took a baby. 4 years later, Emily's dad died, and Emily had to live with her dad's sister, her aunt. 2 years later, Riley's mom adopted Emily, and now they live happy together.
Hi, my name is Kaden. This is the end of my version of the lookalike. So the two made an agreement to meet up later at the Cheesecake Factory and talk it out at 7:30. 2 hours later, they meet up and still look alike. All of a sudden, they start finishing each other's sentences by accident. Then they meet this really cool waiter named Harry. Harry plays football and he's wearing a Carolina Panthers jersey. He invites them to a football game. During the game, James Bradbury, the corner, gets 5 interceptions and 2 pick-6. The two lookalikes end up becoming good friends with Harry and loving the game. In the future, 2 years later, the two lookalikes find out they're actually twins.
Hi, my name is Alex. This is my ending to the lookalike. She approaches the girl. They say hi. The lookalike says, follow me. Riley follows the lookalike. They end up going to a Starbucks. The lookalike sits down with Riley and says, we need to have a talk. I've been looking through my family research files and found that I had a twin sister, and I believe that it is you. The lookalike and Riley find out they're actually twins separated at birth because their parents died, and they gave each baby to a different person. Riley finds out that her name is Chloe. They end up wanting to find their real parents. They go on a crazy adventure to find their mom and dad. Their mom and dad ends up being evil. So their mom and dad imprisons them in their house so they can't tell the police that they're evil and have plans to take over the world. Chloe and Riley ends up finding out that they have superpowers, so they use their superpowers to defeat their mom and dad, and later on they use their superpowers to become a superpower team of twin sisters fighting crime. The end.
Hi, my name is Summer, and this is my ending to the lookalike. Riley stares at the girl for a moment and then approaches her. The girl sees Riley and seems to notice the similarity as well. They ask at the same time, who are you? Oh, my name is Two, like the number, says the girl. What's yours? I'm Riley. They talked about themselves for a while, and then Two asks if Riley wants to come see her house. She says yes, and they head to Two's house. Once they arrive, Two takes Riley to her room. "What's this?" says Riley. "This is my room," says Two. "This looks more like a laboratory or something." "Well, I guess you could call it that. There's something I haven't told you yet, Riley," says Two. "What is it? I've heard I'm not quite like other humans. I've been told by my creator that I'm just a clone." Riley had felt something that was off from the start. She decided to go with her gut and leave Two's house.
Hi, my name is Michael, and this is my ending to the lookalike. Riley was so scared when she went up and talked. After talking, she thought she was cool and invited her to hang. They got close after months have gone by. They became best friends. The girl revealed her name, which was Sarah. They grew closer and closer by the second. After she gained trust, Sarah showed her true colors. Riley disliked some of her traits. She was rude in public and had bad manners. As Riley searched her house, she found pictures of her and felt uncomfortable. Sarah came clean and told her how she was a clone working for the U.S. government. Riley was confused and ran away, and that was the last time they saw each other.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit WLOI.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email WLOI@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.